Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, he's a workhorse, not a show horse. Our guest today is Assemblyman Harvey Mumford. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Vito de la Cruz, Heidi Smith, and Liz McManaman. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Success at TRI has come from public-private partnerships. We're here at the USA Parkway Extension with Roger Norman, Master Developer, and Bum Hess, Story County Commissioner. Let's listen in.
Roger, I see you're building some more roadway out here.
Yeah, we're completed 4 miles. We have 4 miles under construction, and we're on our way to Highway 50.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, I'm joined now by co-host Paul Enos and the tallest assemblyman I know, Harvey Mumford, Democrat of Clark District 6. Welcome to the program, Harvey. Pleasure to have you on.
Well, it's nice to be here, Sam. I've always been a very regular viewer of your program, it's always been very informative and very valuable and knowledgeable to me, even though, you know, I'm in the South.
Well, I wanted to ask you a question about an amendment that was tacked onto an appropriations bill, as reported by Timothy Pratt at the Las Vegas Sun, and this would greatly affect Nevadan because of its relatively large Hispanic population. The amendment would add an 11th question to next spring's census, a question about citizenship and immigration status. The two senators are trying to ensure that people who aren't citizens are excluded from the figures used for allocating congressional seats in the process that occurs during the census every 10 years. That includes 230,000 illegal immigrants potentially in the state. What are your thoughts on this, and what do you think that this would do in terms of problems for Nevada?
I did read an article related to that also in the local newspaper. I feel that it would really impact, you know, when it comes to the seats that would be acquired in definitely in the state legislature and even on the national level, because from the records and what you read, many of the Hispanics tend to be of the Democratic Party, and they seem to be strong supporters of the President Barack Obama in the previous election. So if they were counted as citizens, I mean, it would be something that would definitely change the face and the outcome of our future, elections. And myself personally, as far as them being counted as citizens, I'm not sure. I It's hard to say. I haven't really taken a position on it yet, but I just know it. It should be maybe what has been said, you know, in the past by at a national level that you know, illegal aliens or illegal immigrants, they're not properly documented. They're not considered to be citizens, and so that's basically, you know, constitutionally what it says.
Assemblyman, in the 2007 legislative session, you know, kind of getting to the reapportionment, the reapportionment issue, you actually sponsored a bill that would address reapportionment in a different way, where instead of the legislature drawing the lines, it would establish a nonpartisan commission. What was your impetus for proposing that bill?
Actually, it was more constituent-driven, but I sort of, you know, supported it, the position that my constituent took on it, and I felt that it should be something of a nonpartisan nature, whereas I was going to model it after several other states that have a reapportionment plan in place, and that was Idaho and Arizona. And what they were going to do is just they would put together a committee, and the committee, sure, they would know what parties they would be, but they would not be elected officials. And so they felt that the whenever they begin to draw the lines and determine how the the representation would be determined, it would be done strictly not from a basis of favoring any particular party, but just doing it strictly, I think, through the plan that was basically set up by the our founding fathers to some degree, so we would not in any way bring about gerrymandering, and now, so we wanted to protect that.
And you did get some blowback from the leadership in your house of your party on that.
Oh yeah, well,
Bill,
I think there many of my could say my party members, they almost spoke to me in regards to this, and they almost made it seem like it was DOA. It was almost dead on arrival, like I really didn't have a chance, you know, that they were not going to support it. And I felt sort of very disturbed behind that. And I think everything should be done in a sort of a fair and just way.
Well, and you talked about the founding fathers. One thing I don't know if our viewers, especially those in the North, know about you is you're a history teacher, and you have a great grasp of, you know, not just history, but government. I mean, it's something that you've kind of lived in and breathed since you started teaching in the late 60s. Can you talk about bringing that experience you had in the classroom with those students to the legislature in Carson City?
I, just to sort of share with you, I taught U.S. government in the Clark County School District for, I would say, 25 years almost. And I taught political science also at the CNS, Community College CSN of Southern Nevada. And I always felt that the principles that the founding fathers tried to present was trying to make it so that, you know, that things were done in a way that our country would follow the idea of, you know, the government rests in the power of the people. Democracy means that, government by the people and for the people. And I always felt that those principles had a lot of value, and that they should be something that should be practiced. And I even, as an elected official, tried to carry those ideas, you know, with me when I went to Carson City.
Now, in Carson City, you know, how it's supposed to be done? I mean, do you see us doing it the way that the founding fathers envisioned?
No, not at all. I mean, to some degree, but there seems to be a great deal of, with a lot of the elected officials, it seems that a lot of people have personal ideas that they want to promote and push, irregardless of what is the direction that that we should take in terms of the Constitution. I've found out that there's so many things related to personalities. It's not always looking out for the welfare of the people that put you there. The voice of the people and the people that voted for you sometimes gets ignored, doesn't even sometimes be considered. And so I just, I feel that's some of the things that were very disappointing. And I almost felt that if I were to go back into the classroom now and teach again, I probably wouldn't even, I don't know if that book sometimes would even apply to what's going on in the legislature.
Sam?
Okay, Paul, thank you very much. We're going to take a break. More with Assemblywoman Mumford right after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, oh, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
Hey, man, what's up with the cord?
Well, it's a nice day out. Thought I'd come over here with my cable internet.
You know, if you had AT&T, you'd get high-speed internet service at thousands of hotspots for free.
This ain't working out so bad. Plus, the neighborhood kids really enjoy it. Cinderella dressed in yellow.
Not this time, Johnny! Stop!
It's easy to beat cable with AT&T. Enjoy free access to the nation's largest Wi-Fi network when you sign up for high-speed internet from AT&T.
It's in the desert sky and deep underground. Energy that's made in America, fueling new Nevada jobs.
Nevada's got everything it takes to lead in alternative energy.
And Harry Reid's making it happen, bringing the energy industry to the state, fast-tracking new solar fields and wind farms, $144 million for geothermal in the north, and tax credits that will create 41,000 new Nevada jobs. It's happening here, American energy.
And all the good jobs that come with it. I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Assemblyman Harvey Mumford. Harvey, I wanted to talk to you about the opportunity that Emily Richmond was reporting on for us to get a piece of the federal program called Race to the Top. It's a federal program that's offering $4.35 billion in grant money. Among the qualifying criteria is to allow the use of student test scores in the evaluation of their teachers. Most states do. Nevada doesn't. And in fact, during the special session in 2003, the State Education Association pushed for a last-minute bill that explicitly prohibited using this test data in teacher evaluations. What do you think we should do about this? Should we change things so we can qualify for this?
That's a very good question, Sam. And it's on the minds of a lot of teachers and even, you know, myself as a legislator and being an ex-teacher. It's so hard to determine how you can evaluate and understand, I mean, what is a good teacher and what's not a good teacher. If you do it strictly on test scores, that cannot always be valid because students come to the classroom with different attitudes, their backgrounds, where they come from. That affects their performance in class. And I don't know if that'll be a fair way to judge a teacher's ability. I feel that. Then what do you do? How do you judge PE teachers? How do you judge people that teach arts, you know, some of the arts, music, band, and those types of things? Do you put them in the same categories you do the teachers that have the academic classes? I don't know. It's very hard to determine. Most teachers, when I was teaching, were totally against it, but I don't know. You know, I've left the district, my teaching ended in 2005, and you know, that's been 4 years or so, and a lot of things maybe have happened, but I know it's extremely difficult to determine how good a teacher is on based on test scores. I just cannot accept that. I really can't, not unless they come up with some new way of evaluating teachers.
Assemblyman, you have been, you represent a historic district in Southern Nevada, West Las Vegas. What are the challenges that you're seeing in your assembly district as far as the economy goes?
You know, when I first was elected back in 2004, my main focus was on economic development. I felt that the way to solve our problems and to improve the conditions and the life of the of my constituents and the people that live in that area was through some way through economic development, investing in certain projects over there to create jobs. We need good jobs. Many of in West Las Vegas, our residents for so many years, our community for so many years have relied on nonprofit type programs. Coming out of when President Johnson, way back in 1964, they were talking about, his slogan, the war on property, the great society. And that's been kicked in since 64. And that's been almost 40 years. And still our conditions still, we still need a great deal of improvement in our area. And I say, and I stand on it, the only way we're going to do it is through through investment, through profit companies and businesses, and not through nonprofit. Nonprofit has gotten us nowhere. And I know what President Johnson was trying to do, but still it hasn't solved our problems. So I think it's the entire answer to our problems is economic development and job creation.
I have full agreement here. Back to you, Sam.
Thank you very much, and that's where we got to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
When accidents happen, having AAA auto insurance turns things around for you quickly, reliably, and personably. Just the way our legendary road service can get you out of a jam anytime, anywhere.
Oh my goodness.
So make the right call now to request the no obligation free quote from an agent trained to find you the right coverage. And discover the AAA difference. Like friendly claim service you can count on 24/7. AAA certified repairs that are done fast and done right.
Great.
And discounts for having AAA auto and home insurance.
Oh, you have AAA?
That's good.
All at great low rates. You'll also get this free AAA accident kit just for calling to get a quote. It all starts here with a simple phone call.
Hi, AAA?
So call today and get a free gift when you ask for a no obligation quote. Get more. Get AAA.
Hi, I'm Teresa.
And I'm Michael.
De Loretto Homes at Damani Ranch is offering new pricing. We have a limited number of paired homes starting at $199.9.
Great value, quality workmanship, and a beautiful community.
That's De Loretto Homes at Damani Ranch.
He used her photo to promote his strip club.
You cannot exploit someone.
She exploited herself by putting herself all over the internet in a bikini.
That defense for this flyer won't fly.
Judge Judy.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. The former chair of the Washoe County Republican Party, Heidi Smith, is here. Attorney Vito Dela Cruz and Liz McMenamin with the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Thanks for all being here. Over the last couple of days, we've had some revelations that go back to the Republican convention in Washoe County. You want to tell us what happened? And you were right in the middle of it.
Well, I am the state Republican National Committee woman, so 2 weeks ago I was handed a key and told that this belonged to wherever the box of ballots was lodged, and would I take responsibility for it?
So now, this was a box that had not been counted.
It is the box that had not been counted. The pepper mill had gone through the hotel and their reservation desk trying to find the box in the last year because I had asked them if they could locate it, and they could not find it. What we didn't know was the box had been placed in the change cage in the middle of the gaming area. So when I went there with the key and I asked one of the women what this went to or where I could find this box, she said, right here. And if you have the paper as the password, because you're required to have a key, and then there's a paper with everybody who signed off on it with their driver's license. So I had that paper, too. It had been given to me. And I had the Terhunes in October, who had been one of the people who's signed off when these have been taken away. And we opened the box, and there were the ballots. And then we closed the box, and I said, I will have the only key, so if anybody has a complaint, they can come to me, and we will set a date for everybody to watch as they're being counted, and this will be the end of the entire argument.
So for all those that have not been following this, just briefly, what would be the resolution once these ballots have been counted? What's the potential that could occur?
There's no potential. There's just personal satisfaction. Several people who had voted for Ron Paul asked me what I thought would happen, and I said absolutely nothing. The entire event took place because people wanted to go to the national convention, and the mess occurred when they stopped the counting. So other delegates were chosen by the state party to go to the convention in Minneapolis. This will be a personal closure for people. They'll say, yes, I won, and I should have been there. My vote was lost.
Well, are they going to feel cheated, though? That's interesting.
No, they're feeling cheated right now.
Okay.
Well, my question to you is, does this have ramifications for Sue Loudon, who's the state party chair at that time?
You know, that's interesting, Sam. I really don't know where this would leave Sue, and I know that she was in the middle of all of that hoopla that went on at that time. So this should be interesting, and this is Thursday, right?
Well, this will take place tomorrow. There are people who have formed a pact to get rid of Sue Loudon. I'm hoping this will end it.
Well, that may be the end result.
The biggest thing that occurred is that people didn't know. There was no closure. These ballots were sitting out there somewhere. And now they've been found. Now they can be counted. They can say, I was chosen. And then that's the end of it. Now, I had been assigned to be a delegate, but I got thrown off the floor so that another person could go in my place. I could sit there and be bitter if I wanted to, but that's not going to get rid of Harry Reid for me, so I'm hoping to bring closure.
Okay. Well, we've got 24 hours to wait. Maybe Geraldo Rivera will show up at the opening of the box. Let's change topics here, and on a deadly serious note, taxable sales in Clark County slumped 26% in August. According to Cy Ryan, Jennifer Robinson, writing for the Review Journal, says that Nevada business rang up $3.1 billion in sales, down 24% from $4.1 billion in August of 2008. And taxable sales have dropped, even with the $3 billion Cash for Clunkers program. Dealers of cars and car parts experienced a 16.4 drop. Your response to this?
Well, everybody's hurting. The economy is still not recovering, regardless of what the so-called experts say is occurring. And one of the things that I heard recently is that even if there is a recovery in some sectors, because it's initially a jobless recovery, the jobs are going to take a while to pick up. Without jobs, people have very little money to spend and increase their spending. And since our economy is a consumer-driven economy, we require those folks to have employment. Hopefully, with some of the new initiatives that are coming through, and especially Nevada should take advantage of some of those initiatives with respect to green jobs and creating new solid jobs that are going to have some degree of permanence in our society, then we can get it back. but the cycle still appears to be slow in helping the common folks out in the street.
And Liz, what's the look from the retailer's point of view?
Right now, it's a pretty dim forecast over the holidays. The nationals are only expecting maybe a 1% increase in sales, maybe, and they're very hopeful on that. So I think that we'll see. I think what will happen is right now they're hiring and bringing on for the holidays, for the Christmas and Thanksgiving, but they will then turn around and look after Black Friday or after the big shopping day after Thanksgiving. Then they will make a determination on whether they can even keep those people on or not. That'll be some indicator as to whether people are going to even be getting out spending money.
Is it an indication of the sign of the times that Walmart announced they're now going to start selling coffins?
Having done my senior thesis on carbon and on coffins, that's... Well, by the time we get around to getting those green jobs, I'll have starved to death.
Right. And that's where we got to leave it. And you can come to my house for dinner. Don't worry, you're not going to starve to death. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
I want to...
Happy days are here again at Joe's Diner. Celebrate any occasion in our fun 50s style atmosphere. From special events, holidays, graduations to birthdays, and at Joe's, all kids get a free meal on their birthday. Joe's is a Reno tradition, serving only the freshest made-to-order classics. How about a delicious shake made with premium hand-dipped ice cream to go with that gourmet burger? And Joe's is home of the weekday $4.99 breakfast special and the late lunch early dinner special. Buy one burger, get one free. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, eat at Joe's today.
I love what I do, so please don't ever hesitate in asking me questions when you see me around town. I'll answer them. I won't charge you for them. Call me, email me. I'm there for you. I love giving back to the community, and I want to give back to you. You owe it to yourself, and I owe it to you. Call me, 333-1234. Let me help you. My name is Joe Laub. I'm your injury attorney. 333-1234.
Laub and Laub and Laub and Laub. As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Plus, you can download the show to your iPod free of charge from iTunes. We have a great lineup coming up for you in the next week. On the program, Governor Jim Gibbons, Assemblywoman Sheila Leslie, Sue Loudon running against Senator Reid, Howard Stutz from the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and the chairman and CEO of the M Resort, Anthony Amarnell III. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.